On Sunday, the northern Turkish-controlled part of the island of Cyprus holds parliamentary elections. Since the Turkish invasion of 1974, Cyprus has been divided between Greek and Turkish sections. This weekend's elections could begin the process of reunification. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Ankara on what the balloting means to Turkey.
It's said that the road to resolving the Cyprus conflict runs right through here, in Ankara. In many ways, the politics of Cyprus, an island which lies about 100 miles off the southern coast of Turkey, has dominated domestic political discourse here for more than 30 years. About 30,000 Turkish troops occupy part of northern Cyprus, something the Turks say is necessary to protect the ethnic Turkish minority from a perceived Greek threat on the island. Back in the 1960s and 70s, both sides engaged in attacks on the other. For most of the past 30 years, successive governments in Ankara have taken a firm position on Cyprus. No settlement is better than compromise. But cracks started to appear in that policy once Turkey's current government was elected last year. Cyprus is no longer a question Turkish politicians are prepared to let lie unresolved.
Whether or not the Cyprus question is resolved does have a bearing over whether or not Turkey can indeed get a date to start accession negotiations with the European Union.
Sully Ozel, who teaches at Istanbul Bilgi University, explains that the Cyprus question is now viewed as an obstacle to Turkish entry into the European Union. The Turkish government, led by Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, sees EU entry as the most important modernization program since the founding of the Republic in 1923.
Cyprus issue is a national issue for Turkey, but EU accession is a national strategic goal.
That's Egemen Bayuş, a senior policy advisor to Prime Minister Erdogan. The Turkish government is now walking a tightrope when it comes to Cyprus. Erdogan's party has roots in the Islamist movement and is viewed with suspicion by Turkey's powerful and staunchly secular military establishment. And the military, says political scientist Ersel Aydınlı, regards the Cyprus matter as unassailable.
They see themselves as the guardians of the territorial integrity, and Cyprus would be an irreversible loss in their mind, and therefore they would have to resist against it.
In 1983, much to the dismay of the international community, Turkey helped establish the independence of northern Cyprus as an ethnic Turkish state. To this day, only Turkey recognizes the self-declared Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus. For the past 20 years, the United Nations has tried to bring about reunification. The latest plan was drawn up by Secretary General Kofi Annan. The compromise agreement will protect both the Turkish and Greek communities on the island, but reunify it as well. The plan was proposed in part because the Greek half of the island is set to join the European Union in May, and if the island remains divided, the Turkish side will be left out in the cold. Initially, the government in Ankara pushed Turkish Cypriots to back the Annan plan, but the powerful Turkish Cypriot leader Rauf Denktaş doesn't support it, so Erdogan's government dropped public support for the plan. İlter Türkmen, a former Turkish foreign minister, says Ankara's influence over the Turkish Cypriots is limited.
They need Ankara. They cannot have a policy independent of Ankara. On the other hand, this does not mean that they will listen to us 100%.
Hüseyin Bauca says that if Erdogan's government attempts to push for reunification of the island without anything in return for Turkey, many thousands of Turks would regard it as a sellout.
In the eyes of Turkish public, it will be those people who sold Turkey to the Greeks.
So if Ankara is to push Turkish Cypriots to accept the Annan plan, Turkey wants a commitment from the European Union on when it can join. The government, says Bauca, would be committing political suicide if it took any other course. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.